I'm so glad you love True Meal. Sounds like you have every flavor.
Damn near. I just wanted to try the strawberries and green and the mint chocolate.
Mint chocolate? Mint chocolate is amazing.
Does it taste like Thin Mints?
I think it tastes like Andy's chocolate. The chocolate mints that you get from Olive Garden.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, I definitely need to get that.
It's good. Do you like caramel?
Hell yeah.
I got salted caramel.
Oh, I didn't even know you got that one.
Girl, I got cookies and cream, salted caramel, chocolate mints, strawberries and cream. I don't even like strawberries and cream, but my strawberries and cream is delicious.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta try that one. But I definitely gotta try the salted caramel. That would be good in the coffee.
Oh yeah, everyone loves the salted caramel. But anyways, what do you got for me, girl?
Okay, so when I first started watching you, I wasn't working out at all, and I was doing 2,000 calories a day for my weight loss. I lost 30 pounds in 1 month.
Let's go! 30 pounds in 1 month, girl! And you increased your calories?
Okay, that's what I was calling you for, because...
No. When you lost the 30 pounds, like, when you first started, did you have to eat more or did you eat less?
Well, I just kept it at 2,000.
Oh, perfect. Oh, we changed what we were eating then.
Yeah, honestly, I just, like you said, meat and veggies, honestly, nuts, seeds, and fruit.
I love it, girl.
I kept it simple. So my question is, now I am working out because I don't want to have a skin or anything like that. So I'm working out like 5-6 days a week. So
what are you doing?
I'm doing weights and cardio in within an hour.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if I need to increase my calories by, because I checked your calorie calculator and it said 2,500 and I was like, holy shit, that's a lot.
Girl, you gotta trust the process. Alright, I'm gonna run these real quick. How old are you? Girl, I'm so happy for you. Down 33 pounds in 1 month.
Yeah, I was shocked too. I was like, what the hell?
And you were doing 2,000 already, and then you changed what you were eating?
Yeah.
And that was it?
Yeah, pretty much.
See, and this is why when everyone's like, oh, it's calories in versus calories out, I'm like, no, not really. So here's the proof in the pudding for everyone out there. How tall are you? Hey, girl, I get it. I'm like a gnome as well. And then what do you weigh now?
260.
Oh, my God. I love it. You were almost 300, and you freaking started. I love it.
So I'm a truck driver. So the only, like, exercise or cardio I get is when I'm at the gym. That's why I was like, should I do the second or third activity level?
The third. I did the third, because what cardio are you doing?
I mean, I'm doing the treadmill. I'm doing the one where I don't know the name of it, but it has where you swing your arms and you're also
elliptical.
Yeah, that thing.
Okay. When you do the treadmill, are you walking, running, walking on an incline? What are we doing?
It has it automatically on hill, so it's doing both. It's going like it automatically goes on the incline and then it goes lower, but it goes up to 3 points for speed. I'm doing a mile a day, if that makes it easier.
Okay, so did you say you were doing an incline, or were you going flat?
No, I am doing the incline, yep.
Okay, cool. So doing the incline, and then how long are we doing? You're doing a mile?
Yep.
All right, so on the second activity level, we're 2,400. On the middle, we're doing 24. You know what? Let's go happy medium, all right?
Okay.
Let's do 20. Let's go 23 to 2,400.
Okay. And I am noticing that I am getting stronger. Like, my arms feel tighter. Like, I feel like I could punch a brick through the wall or something. Bro, just doing weights and stuff. It feels good now.
I love it. So when did you start working out?
Honestly, this past month.
So you just started working out?
Yeah. Yep.
So just started, so you dropped 30 pounds. First off, we changed what we were eating, dropped 30 pounds, and then we started working out?
Yes.
I love it. Seriously, that's freaking amazing. I love hearing people.
And I have people PCOS as well.
And she's got PCOS, ladies and gents. Everyone out there struggling with PCOS. She's down 33 pounds in 1 month. Doing 2,000 calories a day.
For everyone listening, all you gotta do is just start day by day, meal by meal. Like he says, honestly, you gotta find your why you wanna do it. Stop worrying about your husband, your wives, and your kids. It's for you. At the end of the day, it's for your own. For you to look good in the mirror naked, okay? You gotta look good in the mirror naked and be happy with how you look. Everyone else leave, you don't have to worry about yourself. That's my mindset, and I have a picture of how I used to look before I started chump driving. I was 170 pounds. So when I started chump driving, I've been driving for 7 years. I gained a lot of weight because, you know, on the road, you don't have access to that much good food, so... And different, your hours switch all the time. So you get what you get, pretty much. You know what I mean? And I look at that picture and I have it as my screensaver. And every time I'm running on the treadmill or doing the elliptical, I'm like, you're going to get back to that because you're making that commitment to yourself. And that's when you felt your best.
Girl, you're going to crush that. You're going to crush that.
I appreciate it.
Crush it. So, I love
and
this.
I'll post my before and after pictures, too, for you.
Girl, please do. Please do. So, PCOS, truck driver, changed what she was eating, was doing 2,000 calories, not getting results, changed what she was eating, dropped 33 pounds in a month. Now we're working out. What would you tell to all the truck drivers? I actually do get quite a few truck drivers asking, how can I lose body fat being on the road so much? So, girl... Speak to all your truck drivers right now.
So what I would do is definitely get yourself an air fryer and a refrigerator. Because an air fryer, you can like cook your chicken thighs, get yourself a scale on Amazon, get it delivered to one of your family members when you have home time, pick it up. It's so simple just to weigh it real quick. That's pretty much all you gotta weigh. And Google your ounces of what you're eating. And that's pretty much it, honestly. Like, and obviously get True Meal. It's so easy. And when you start your shift, you're tired, you know, you're feeling groggy or whatever, just put two scoops of that in your coffee, you're good to go, honestly. It makes me full for like 4 hours. And so I need to stop and put it in the air fryer. That's what I do.
I love it.
The air fryer is golden.
Oh, air fryer is a game changer, girl. All of a sudden, you could be a gourmet chef, and your chicken thighs come out plumped and juicy every single time you go to bite into them.
Better than Popeyes.
All right, let me ask you. Ever since I've been a little kid, every time I meet a truck driver, where is your favorite place to drive through?
Iowa 80. So on Iowa 80, it's I-80. There's like, we have the world's biggest truck stop right there. Like you have semis inside the actual truck stops, so you can kind of get a little bit of history from how the trucks used to look from back in the day, from like the 20s, 30s and all that, to the new generation now, and how they're not, we have like full size beds in theirs, full kitchens in theirs. Like, it's crazy what some drivers do to their trucks.
So that's your favorite place to drive?
Uh-huh. Iowa 80. Or honestly, going to Cali.
What?
Going to Cali, to Arizona, all the mountains and stuff.
Where are you from? I'm about to lose my mind right now. Like, you're talking about, like, the 6, I mean, the 10 going through the desert? Okay, so you're talking after San Francisco, once you hit the peaks like Shasta and stuff.
I'm trying to remember right now.
I do that drive all the time from Arizona to Oregon.
Yeah, so where you can see like the Grand Canyon all through around.
Oh, so you're talking the 7th, not the 7th, it's the 40. So northern Arizona.
I got you.
I love it. Have you done Montana? No, Montana.
Oh, Montana. I think I have. So I used to drive nationally my first year and a half. So I don't drive nationally anymore. I'm more of a dedicated driver now where
gotcha.
I go to Wisconsin all the way back to Michigan now.
Got it.
Almost every day.
That's
so
awesome.
That's why going to the gym every day has been helping me a lot too, because I have a little bit more of a better schedule too.
That's awesome. I am so happy for you because you're literally doing, you have everything going against you. You have everything going against you. Your starting weight was 290. You could have easily been like, oh, it's a lost cause. I'm going to give up. And you're 28 and you're so damn young. Like, girl, you got to be so happy for yourself because you got started. We ain't done yet. Like I said, you're going to crush this 170. You're going to crush it.
I'm hoping so. My goal is to hopefully... I know, you know, it's not about the scale or whatever, but obviously, like, you still want something to look forward to. So my goal weight is that 170 just because even for my height, it's considered, like, overweight, but I look my best at that, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Absolutely. The thing that's going to happen, I promise you, this is what's going to happen. You're going to break 200 and you will never look at the scale ever again.
Really?
Yep.
I haven't seen 200 in a while, so I'm waiting for that.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to break 200 and you're going to say, forget this scale. I love this. So I'm so happy you called in with that update.
Of course. So everyone who's scared to call, just call. You know, He's gonna be blunt with you, but he's gonna be direct. You don't want him to lie to you?
Yeah, right?
But I like when people are blunt to me. Like, just be blunt and honest. Don't beat around the bush. I need that forward dude.
Yep.
But thank you so much, Coach, for doing what you do and, you know, going to the stores and telling us what to get and what not to get and all that. It helps so much because I'm always looking at labels all the time. No matter what, every label I'm always looking at.
Hey, that's why I love doing this. Keep me updated, please, all right?
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Hey, you as well. Talk soon.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Let's go. PCOS, truck driver, 290, 33 pounds down in 1 month, ladies and gents. What's your excuse?